بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، أما بعد. الحمد لله، we have reached the next narration that we wish to discuss. I believe it's hadith number 16. Hadith Kadari? Bala. Bala, sorry. Hadith number 16, now. This is hadith Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu an the Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aqal مِفْلُ مَا بَعْثَنِ اللَّهُ بِهِ مِنَ الْحُدَى وَالْعِلْمِ كَمِفْلِ الْغَيْفِ الكثير صابر عرضة فكان منها نقية قبلة الماء فأنبتت الكلى والعشب الكثير وكان منها الأجادب الممسكة الماء فنفع الله به الناس فشربوا وسقوا وزرعوا وأصاب طائفة منها أخرى إنما هي قعيان لا تمسك ماء ولا تنبت قلأ فذلك مثل ما من فقه في الدين الله ونفعه ما بعثني الله به فعلم وعلم ومثل من لم يرفع بذلك رأسا ولم يقبل هدى الله الذي أرسلت وأرسلت به. And so this is a hadith related by Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, where he states that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the similitude of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me with by way of guidance and knowledge is like the abundant rain that falls upon the earth. And from that, from the earth, the types of earth, is that which is beneficial and brings about herbs and vegetation. And from that, and from that earth, the type of earth is the earth in which the water sits upon it in different places. And that Allah Ta'ala causes it to be a means of benefiting the people. And so they drink from it and they irrigate it. And they may use it for farming. And then there's another form of that earth, which is the barren, dried earth, which does not retain any water and does not allow for any vegetation or herbage to grow. And this is the similitude of the one that gains an understanding in the narration of Allah. And so he benefits by that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me with, by that knowledge. And so he learns it and he teaches it. And thus the example, the one of the barren earth, is the one that gives no attention and gives no importance to that ilm. And so thus does not accept the guidance of Allah which I have been sent with. This particular narration, barakallahu fikum, in terms of its takhrij, is found in Bukhari, Muslim, and the Musnad of Imam Ahmad. As one of the Sahabi that narrates this hadith, that is Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, his name is Abdullah ibn Qais, ibn Salim, ibn al-Hudar, and he is a Sahabi, I'm sure. And he performed the hijrah to Mecca, then to Habasha, and then to Medina. So he's a Sahabi that performed Hijrah 3 times. Right, to 3 different destinations. To Mecca, to Habasha, and then to Medina. How could it be said that he performed Hijrah to Mecca, barakallahu feek? How could it be said that he performed Hijrah to Mecca? Why does it mention that he performed Hijrah to Mecca first? Where did he perform Hijrah from, essentially? That's the question. From Yemen. Naam. So he performed Hijrah from Yemen to Mecca. And so he's from a jama'ah from the companions that actually performed Hijrah more than twice. So more than the Hijrah that of to Habasha, Abyssinia, which is ma'ruf, and of course the Hijrah to Medina. And so the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used him and sent him to Yemen with the intent of giving da'wah. And he was known for his courage. He was known for the courage that he adhered to. And he was an alim wa amil. He was an individual that possessed knowledge as well as one that acted upon that knowledge. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he gave him the authority over Kufa and Basra. And he conquered Ahwaz wa Asbahan and many other lands as well, radiallahu anhu. And he died in the year 50 after the Hijrah. And this is Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, radiallahu anhu. As for the Mufradat, the general wording of this narration, then a method is what regard as a sifa ajiba. Yani it's essentially a description or ascription that is used to bring similitude to something and gain greater understanding of a particular topic. The Huda is something that directs you towards something so that you attain what is matlub, what is sought after. Well, al-ghayf al-kathir is al-matl'am, the general rain, but it's abundant rain. Yani abundant. Here it mentions naqiyya, which is tayyiba, which is good and pure. As I mentioned in another riwayah, another narration, the wording is tayyiba. Thereafter, you have the word ajadib. And it's the earth, referring to the earth, which is barren, that does not absorb any water. And then the Iyan is referring to the earth, that same earth. Afan Ajadib is the earth that does absorb the water. As for the Qiyan, and then it's referring to the earth that is the dry, barren earth, the barren earth, in which vegetation cannot grow from it. As for understanding the meaning of this particular example, then this example and this hadith mentions 3 types. Right? There's 3 types of people that can be compared to those 3 types of earth. The first of them is the alim al-amin, al-mu'allim. So So he's the alim, the amil, al-mu'allim. So he's the alim, he's the one that possesses knowledge. He's the amil, he's the one that acts upon that knowledge. He's the mu'allim, the one that teaches that knowledge. This example, or such a person, is comparable to that first earth, that first type of earth, or land, in which is that pure land, and that good land, that absorbs the water. And so because that water is absorbed into that land, then the land itself benefits from the absorption of the water, as well as others benefiting from it, because they can irrigate from it, and they can use it for vegetation. And so this is the same example of the individual now. He studies knowledge, he acts upon it, and he teaches it. So now, he's taken in that knowledge, now he's acting upon it. His actions now, barakallahu fikum, is the affair of that water being absorbed into the land, and benefiting the land itself. So when a person takes that knowledge and he acts upon it, it benefits him as an individual. Thereafter, this same individual teaches that ilm. Now he teaches and he passes on that knowledge. And so now, that ilm is not only benefiting himself, but it's benefiting others. And so this is the example. And Allah Ta'ala knows best. The second individual is the one that's a jamil al-ilm, al-mujtahid fi tahsili. لَكِنُّهُ لَمْ يَعْمَلْ بِنَوَافِلِهِ أو لَمْ يَتَفَكَّ فِي مَا جَمَعَ غَيْرِهِ غَيْرِ أَنَّهُ أَدَاهُ لِغَيْرِ. And so, the second example is the individual that is a jamil ilm. He gathers knowledge. He gathers, يعني, ilm. And he strives in his endeavor to do so. He strives in order to do so. And he strives when it comes to attain that knowledge. However, what is understood from his actions is that he does not act upon the nawafil. He does not act upon the voluntary actions from that knowledge that he's gained. Or it can be mentioned that he has not attained fiqh, any understanding in that knowledge, or he doesn't have a clear understanding of that knowledge that he's gained. So he's memorized something, a portion of ilm and nafi'. However, he does not know how to act upon it correctly due to the lack of fiqh, for example. And so, even though he does not act upon it, does not have full understanding of it, it does not now prevent him from relating that knowledge to others. And, yani, narrating what is found within that ilm and deen to others. And so, this is an example of the second type of land, where the water falls upon the land and it settles upon that and upon the surface. And so, this is the example of the individual, or this particular land rather, barakallahu fikum. When the water settles upon the surface, people can benefit from it, take from it. Now, because the water is still there to benefit from, like that rainwater. However, it's not the same as the first that absorbed that land. So the land benefits from it abundantly. No, but a person can still take from that water and carry it to another place where they can irrigate it and vegetate from it, or have it for drinking water and the likes of that. And so this is an example of such an individual. So he has knowledge. However, maybe he does not act upon the nawafil, and the voluntary acts from it. Or he has knowledge, but he lacks understanding, he hasn't been given the tawfiq to understand the ya'ani, the masail daqiqa, to understand ya'ani, the precise issues when it comes to that ilm. And so he partakes in knowledge to others. Allah Ta'ala knows best. And then an individual that may take on that ilm, he has a better understanding and he benefits from it greater. Then you have the third. You have the third type of person. مَنْ يَسْمَعْ الْعِلْمِ فَلَا يَحْفَظُهُ وَلَا يَعْمَلْ بِهِ وَلَا يَنْقُلُهُ لِغَيْرِهِ. You have the third individual that hears that knowledge, However, he doesn't memorize it. Doesn't memorize anything from it. He doesn't act upon it, nor does he relate it to others. And so he is the manzala, or the manzila, of that final type of land that was discussed, and that barren land. We understand from that barren land that when the water lands upon it, now the water just washes away. It doesn't remain in one place. It doesn't gather in one place. So that first type of land, the water did what? It's absorbed. Now, so what does that mean? And then who benefits if the water is absorbed into the land? The water itself, the land itself benefits, of course, and others. Now, because it can be, you can get vegetation from it and irrigation. Then you have the second type of land, which is what? The water gathers only upon the surface. So it doesn't do what? Doesn't absorb. So this land now, others can benefit from it. They can take that water that's gathered. However, the water isn't fully benefited, or that land rather, is not fully benefited because it doesn't absorb that water like that first type of land. Then you have the third, where the water just washes away. It doesn't gather in one place. Now, that's an example of what? Like who? When in terms of ilm?
He doesn't benefit,
no, 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 no of us benefit. So, the knowledge, even he hears the ilm, but he doesn't act upon it. So again, he doesn't benefit from it. He doesn't call others to it, so no other people benefit from it. Now, so rather, he's heard it and it just washes away. It doesn't avail any individual person. Now, and so, rather, this is al-awaj, al-ifsad, brings about yani fasad. And so, upon the individual is to strive to be from one of the first two types. That, of course, you want to be from those, the best of those three types is the first one. You want to be from those that benefit yourself and benefit others. So you seek knowledge, you act upon it, you call others to it. That's the first type. However, if there's any manner, if there's anything that prevents you from being from the first type, you strive so at least you're from the second. So you strive and be at least from the second, where you relay that into someone who may be able to benefit from it greater, in a greater sense. Allah Ta'ala knows best. And that these first two types, in relation to knowledge, or the two types of people, then this is an affair which is mahmud. It's praiseworthy. And the third type is alone in the fact that it is the only type which is madhmoon. The only type which is blameworthy. Due to the fact that there is absolutely no benefit found within that. And Allah Ta'ala mentions in relation to ilm itself, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا عِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah Ta'ala raises the believers amongst you in levels based upon the ilm, the knowledge that a person possesses. Person that in relation to the knowledge that a person possesses, this is going to be indicative of the levels that he attains. Likewise, Allah Ta'ala mentions, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Say, are they equal? Salam. Say, are they equal? In station, those who know to those who do not know. Allah Ta'ala mentioning, are they the same? The one that possesses ilm, can he be said that he's the same as the one that doesn't possess knowledge? And likewise, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمَلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And who is the best? Who is better in speech? Then the one whom calls to Allah and does righteous actions and says, indeed, I am from amongst the Muslims. And so, no doubt this narration here, بَرَكَ اللَّهُ فِيكُمْ, is an encouragement for the one to seek to be from that first type or the second. And within it as well is a warning against being from that third type, the one that does not give any importance to knowledge. Rather, in the statement mentioned, نعم من لم or من نعم لم يرفع به الرأس. Now this particular statement or this particular wording, الذي لا يرفع الرأس, meaning that he doesn't give it any importance. This is referring to haughtiness. The individual لا يرفع به الرأس. He doesn't give importance to it. Literally mean he doesn't even raise his head for it. He doesn't even raise his head for it. He gives it absolutely no importance. And that is as a result of the takabbur. And so if a person, he has that kibr, has that pride and has that arrogance to the extent that it causes him to turn away from him, then of course, we would say that this is what will cause him to be from that third type. وَيَعْذُ بِاللَّهِ. As for the benefits of this particular narration, barakallahu feekum, the first benefit is the great nature of that which the Prophet ﷺ came with by way of guidance and knowledge. Indeed, it's the Quran and Sunnah. As well as its effect upon the life of a person. The effect, no doubt, is one which is great if that individual acts upon it. As it is required from them. The second benefit we have from this as well is تفاوت الناس من حيث الاستعداد لقبول ما جاء به الرسول وعدمه فالناس معدن أو معادن. And so, as for التفاوت, or as for the second benefit, then people are of different levels. التفاوتو. They are a different level when it comes to how prepared they are to accept knowledge and accept that which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, or to not accept it. And so the people are of different types. The people are different types when it comes to their relationship with ilm. The third benefit is the fadl al-ilm wa ta'lim wa nashr al-khayr fi al-nas. The third benefit is the virtue of knowledge, teaching, and spreading the good amongst the people. The khayr in da'wah itself, calling people to good. The fourth is خطورة الإعراض عما جاء به رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كتاب وسنة من جهة. And the danger of rejecting that which the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم came with by way of that which is in the book and the Sunnah. And in relation to that, the one that turns away from that ilm, then he is in that state which is regarded as being that lowly state that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam refers to, the lowly state with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The one of lam yarfa bihi ar-ra's, the one that doesn't even raise his head for that ilm, wa iyadhu billah. And so this is what is mentioned in relation to this particular narration, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows best. Thereafter, we have the next narration, which is the narration of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق يهدي إلى البر وإن البر يهدي إلى الجنة وما يزال الرجل يصدق ويتحرى الصدق حتى يكتب إن الله صديقا وإياكم الكذب فإن الكذب يهدي إلى الفجور وإن الفجور يهدي إلى النار وما يزال الرجل يكذب ويتحرى الكاذب حتى يكتب إن الله الكذاب. And so this narration of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه, which he mentioned and the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he stated, upon you is truthfulness. Upon you to be truthful. For indeed, truthfulness leads to righteousness. And righteousness leads to Jannah. And a man does not cease to be truthful and to be steadfast upon truthfulness, except that it's written with Allah that he is truthful. And beware of lies. For indeed, lying leads to wickedness and wretchedness. And this wretchedness leads to the hellfire. And a man does not cease to lie and remain consistent upon lying, and except that is written with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he is a kaddab, he's a liar. This narration, in terms of his takhrij, is found, is narrated by Al-Bukhari. In which book? Bukhari, which book is it? No, Adab al-Mufrad. Which book? Rahimahullah. He mentioned Adab al-Mufrad, so that's not Adab al-Mufrad. If you mention Bukhari, which book are you referring to? Say Bukhari. Muslim? Sahih Muslim. Ahmed? Musnad of Imam Ahmed. Abu Dawood? Sunan. Abu Dawood. Malik? Al-Muwatta. Tirmidhi? Sunan al-Tirmidhi. Ibn Majah? Sunan ibn Majah. والدارمي دارمي مسند سنن دارمي سنن سنن دارمي واللفظ للمسلم and then the wording is found in Sahih Muslim, this particular narration, barakallahu feek. This narration here mentions, the first word mentioned here is alaykum. Yani alaykum is what is referred to as the ism fil amr. Yani alaykum is an ism fil, meaning that it is a noun. However, it carries the meaning of a verb. Naam, alaykum. So here, alaykum meaning upon you, ilzamu, yani adhere to. However, it's a noun. So, of course, in the Arabic language, we're well aware of what ism is, and well aware of fi'l is, yani a noun and a verb. However, sometimes you may find that you have an ism fi'l, a noun which carries the meaning of a verb. Now, anyone else know another example of an ism fi'l? It's what we say every day. Every day. Alaykum. But alaykum be meaning, yani you have to do this. So it's alaykum be sidq, yani you have to be truthful. That's an ism fi'l. But another ism fi'l, another example of ism fi'l. Huh? It's a word you say every day. Nah. No. Ism fi'l, an example of ism fi'l is the word Ameen. Ameen. Now, Ameen is a noun. Ism. However, it carries the meaning of a amr, a command. Why? Because Ameen, what does Ameen mean? Allahumma istajib. Oh, Allah accept. Naam. So, this is an example of ism fi'l. This narration, alaykum, is an example of that as well. And so, a sidq, the word a sidq, truthfulness, is essentially speaking or a statement or a khabar, which is in accordance with the waqi'ah. Yani khabar, which is in accordance of that which has actually occurred. Naam. Aswa yahdi, yadullu, or yarshad. As for the word yahdi, then it's referring to guides towards something. While al-bir, righteousness, this is a tawassut fil fi'l al-khayr, a person embarking upon doing righteous or doing good actions. And al-bir, as Sheikh Rabi' he mentioned, huwa ism jam' al-khayrat kulliha. And so it's a comprehensive term for all good actions that are done. Na'a, all the khayrat that are done. Then it's an ism, or it's a noun, or a term which is used for all of that. Wa yutlaq ala al-amal al-khalis sad-da'im. And it's also referring to, yani, an action, which is a pure action, and a consistent action. The word in yataharra, referring to ya'tamid, when a person, yani, has i'timad upon something, so he relies upon something, or he is consistent upon something. Al-fujur is an inbi'af fil ma'asi. Al-fujur is the person that strives in the way of disobedience. Huwa ism jam' lish-sharr. And it's a comprehensive term for sharr, for evil, yani fujur. And thereafter you have the word iyakum. The word iyakum is sighatu tahdhir. And it says iyakum, and you beware of, be careful of. Now this is sigha to tahdhir. This is a wording of, yani, warning. And no doubt the sigha to tahdhir is a warning against a sharr. Or ma yudur. It's a warning against evil. Or warning against something which will bring about harm. And we're referring to something that brings about harm. First is iyakum wa kadha. Naam, you warn against something that may bring about harm in the dunya or the akhirah. Naam. And so the harm, the potential harm or the potential shar is one which is am, one which is general. As well, kadhib, the word in kadhib, then this is al-makhalif fil khabr lil waqi', that the person, he has, yani, who gives some information which opposes that which has actually occurred. Naam. And so, as this word in kadhib here, barakallahu feekum, as well. Some Ahlul Ilm of the past, yutlak al-kalima kadhib, al-kadhib, or al-kalima, khata'an, or, yani, ta'ammud. So if a person said something that opposed, yani, the reality, doesn't matter if they did it on purpose or they did it by accident, they said this is kadhib. They use the word kadhib for this. Naam. As for what we understand for the word kadhib in these narrations, and narrations such as these, it of course is referring to the words or the actions where a person says something which opposes the reality, yani they do so, yani, ala wajh ta'ammud. They do it in the manner which is deliberate. Now they deliberately oppose the truth in their speech. Allah Ta'ala knows best. As for the meaning of this particular narration, then this narration encourages the individual to be upon sidq, to be upon truthfulness. And that this is, yani, a characteristic which is noble, and is a basis for the individual to embark upon all of the virtuous acts, whether to embark upon virtuous acts or to adorn themselves with virtuous, yani, characteristics. And thereafter, as I mentioned, bihi, تستقيم الحياة وتيسر به سيرا حميدا. And so by way of it as well, a person's life becomes upright. And they can live their existence and their life in one which is praiseworthy. For indeed, the one that has truthfulness, he is raised when it comes to his manzila, his station with Allah Ta'ala and with the people. Why? Because his word is respected and beloved. And his shahada, his witness that he gives, is accepted. And anything that he narrates, by way of hadith, and other than that, is accepted. And so it's upon the individual that he adheres to this affair of truthfulness in speech and his aqidah and in his actions. So not only does he adhere to truthfulness in speech, which is the affair which is wadih, obvious, but also he's truthful when it comes to his aqidah as well. His aqidah is that which is in accordance with the haqq, not khilaf al-waqa, and not in accordance with that which is the true aqidah. And so, with this particular narration, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informing us of an affair which is a vital and basic affair when it comes to the tarbiyah, yani the cultivation of an individual, and a person cultivating their mannerisms and strengthening themselves, and that their call, their statement is one which is one of beautification. The person speaks of truth, the person speaks a word of truth, it beautifies it. It beautifies their speech. Just as you find that, you know, when a person speaks the truth, it's the basis for virtue. It's the basis for the virtuous speech, basis for the virtuous characteristics, the basis of virtuous actions. Just as that's the truth, the opposite is also the case. That if a person is one that lies, now a person that is one that falls into lying and speaking words that are not true, then by way of that, this is something which damages his existence and his life and lowers him in the eyes of the people to the extent that they don't accept his statement. They do not trust him and his actions. They render his ahadith, his narrations, to be batila, to be a falsehood. And so thus, due to that, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned against it. He warned against his affair of lying. Allah Ta'ala states, إِنَّمَا يَفْتُرِ الْكَذِبِ لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ. That indeed those are the individuals that have invented a lie. Thus they are the individuals that do not believe in ayat of Allah. They in reality are those that are regarded as the liars. And so the Shaykh, he goes on to mention that what is shirk? Yani taking rivals and other deities along with Allah. The greatest crime a person can commit. What is this except that in reality is a lie against Allah? Because within this action, the lisan al-hal, the action of shirk, in associating partners with Allah, The lisan al-hal, like that which it necessitates a person, is a partner. Is that Allah Ta'ala deserving of partners? Or that this is kadhib. It's a lie against Allah. And what is nifaq? Yeah, this affair of hypocrisy. Except that within it is a direct lie. The person, nifaq, is a hypocrisy of a person. He demonstrates Islam and a zahir. That which is apparently says he's amongst a Muslimin. However, that which he conceals is kufr, sarih. That which he conceals is clear disbelief. What is that except that it's يعني, kadhib, lying? Likewise, al-ghish fil ma'amala. Likewise, cheating in the dealings. All of this is lying. Likewise, it's a fair riya. Showing off in their actions. All of these are examples of kadhib, lying. So it's upon the Muslim to distance himself from lying. And that he strives in staying away from them, right, from these lies. For indeed these lies can be a means of his destruction. And lead him to evil actions and transgressions. And be from amongst the wrongdoers, like the fujjar. So Allah Ta'ala states, وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمٍ يَسْلَوْنَهَا يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. That indeed the wrongdoers will find themselves within the hellfire. There within it, they were laid to burn in the Yawm al-Din, the day of recompense. وَيَادَ بِاللَّهِ. As for the benefits of this particular narration, then the first benefit we have is that the individual should adhere to yani, truthfulness. So Allah Ta'ala states, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. Oh, you believe, fear Allah and be with the truthful. Be amongst the truthful. Likewise, the benefit from this hadith as well is that with this narration you have a principle in terms of cultivation, yeah, tarbiyah. And is that if the person wants to adorn themselves with lofty mannerisms, like truthfulness, like sabr, yani patience, like shuja'a, any courage, then they should remain steadfast upon them, consistent upon them. And remain upon them, yani cling to them, essentially. And so if the person, for example, very steadfast upon truthfulness, then that which will occur by his iltizam, by him clinging to that way of truthfulness, that he will be sadiq, he'll be truthful. Just like, for example, the one, the sabir, he's patient, and he deals with shada'i, he deals with harms that come his way. With that, he becomes an individual that is sabir. He is an individual that becomes patient. So it's upon the individual that he remains consistent upon these righteous characteristics. Likewise as well, those lowly characteristics. If a person remains consistent upon them and clings to them, of course, by way of, or as a result of, the shaitan deceiving them, then they will be regarded as being from amongst those such individuals. The third benefit from this narration is The narration is a direct warning against lying. A direct warning against lying and an individual adhering and remaining upon lies. And the fourth benefit is that the lies draws and drives the person towards evil and even its transgression. And this transgression and disobedience will lead the person to the hellfire. And this Shaykh mentioned that Allah Ta'ala, we seek refuge in Allah Ta'ala from lying. Yeah, and disobedience and the hellfire. Allah Ta'ala knows best. And we'll conclude with that particular narration. Barakallahu feekum. Wa jazakum ala khaira. Inshallah, next week we go on to discuss our next narration. Inshallah. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Jazakum ala khaira. Wa barakallahu feekum. Wa sallallahu. Wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sallam.